Welcome to the final episode of Kingdom in the Chaos. Can you believe that we made it to day 31? 31 days of leaning into God, navigating life storms, and choosing faith even when it felt impossible. You should pat yourself on the back, give yourself a hug, hand clap. You did it. You showed up every day for God. You showed up every day for yourself. That is progress. That is amazing. And you should be so proud of yourself. Today, we celebrate how far you've come, and we prepare to step forward into the next chapter with courage, with hope, and with unwavering trust in the kingdom work God is doing in your life. So you know what to do. Take that deep breath and say this prayer with me. Father, thank you for walking with us through these 31 days. Thank you for every moment of strength, every moment of hope and faith that you have poured into our hearts. As we close this series, fill us with courage, clarity, and kingdom vision. Help us to step forward boldly, carrying your light, your love, and your truth into every chaotic space around us. May we live fully for you. May we listen attentively to your voice. And may we trust your plans for our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's verse is Micah 6, 9. The voice of the Lord will call to the city, and it is sound wisdom to fear your name. Hear, O tribe, who has appointed it's time. You know, we made it. 31 days of showing up, of leaning into God, of standing strong in the middle of chaos. Whether some days felt easy and others felt like a steep climb, you showed up with intention and faith. And that matters more than you know. Today's verse might not be the most famous, but it carries deep weight and powerful truth. It reminds us that God still speaks, even to cities wrapped in noise, confusion, and rebellion. And when he calls, we are meant to hear. We are meant to listen with reverence and respond with wisdom. And remember that we are not just surviving chaos, we are carriers of the kingdom right in the middle of it. You belong to a tribe that God is calling. People with voices, people with purpose, and people with lights that push back darkness, even on days when you feel small and unseen. This is not the end of your story. It is the beginning of a new way of walking. Eyes wide open to kingdom moments found in the messy, everyday reality. Ears tuned to the voice of God, whether it whispers softly or speaks loudly. A heart that reveres his name and trusts his plans, even when the world around you seems to forget. This is a kingdom rhythm, a kingdom mindset, a kingdom life. So what comes next? You go forward, living fully, loving deeply, serving humbly. You take the truths planted and watered over these 31 days, and you let them grow deep roots in your heart and life. Chaos will continue to swirl around us, but the kingdom within you will keep shining bright, steady, and unshakable. And that, my friend, is how we keep walking forward. With faith, with hope, and unstoppable kingdom courage. God, thank you for walking with me these last 31 days. You've reminded me who I am, who you are, and that is what matters most. Help me not just finish this devotional, but to carry it into how I live every single day. Make me bold in the chaos and faithful in the quiet. Speak to me, Lord. I want to keep hearing you and following your lead. Thank you for calling me yours. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today on our last day is this. What has God stirred in you during this journey? Write a letter to yourself from today. One you can read again the next time chaos creeps in. Remind yourself of what is true. Remind yourself what's changed and what God has spoken over you. Ooh, friend, thank you for joining me on this 31-day journey of Kingdom in the Chaos. I hope this series has encouraged you. I hope it's reminded you of God's presence and strengthened your faith to navigate the chaos around you. Remember, this is not the end. It is just the beginning. Take these lessons, take these truths, these moments of faith into your daily life. Step forward with confidence. Let your light shine and trust that the kingdom within you is unshakable. Keep walking forward in courage, hope, and faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Now, friend, I don't know what we'll do next, but I'm not going anywhere. It might not be every day. I might not see you every morning at 6:30 on the dot, but I am still here, and I will continue to speak with you. I will continue to grow with you. I will continue to pray over you. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. And I will not see you tomorrow, but I am here and I am going nowhere. God sees you. He loves you. You are important. You have purpose. And if you want to continue to grow with us, find us on Facebook. Just type in Vehement Living and you'll find our group. We are a group of women growing strong together every day, praying over each other, and we want to do the same for you. I hope to see you there. And until next time, this is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you soon.